You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech? Facebook has banned QAnon, or they've said they will ban any group, page, or account that openly identifies with QAnon. What is QAnon? Well, it's an internet conspiracy theory based on the idea that there is a government insider who drops breadcrumbs of information explaining the nefarious things that a cabal of world leaders, Democrats, and prominent liberals are engaged in. Sometimes it involves just the deep state undermining Trump. Sometimes it involves Satanism and pedophilia. It is, in some ways, an internet game. Whoever is behind Q is creative, never gives away everything. It's kind of secretive. A lot of people enjoy following it. But it is also a dangerous conspiracy theory that has led to an undermining of trust in the U.S. government and, in some cases, to real violence. So this summer, Facebook banned any QAnon account that promoted violence, which seems like a pretty obvious thing to do. This is a much harder step, what Facebook has done today. They're going to have to determine how they define an account that supports Q. How much of the QAnon conspiracy do you have to believe in to get banned? What if you just like the most benign versions, not the most extreme versions? It's going to be a hard line for Facebook to maintain. On the other hand, it's growing evidence that Facebook is taking its role as an adjudicator of content pretty seriously. They're realizing that the way their algorithm works, the way their platform works, can foment violence, undermine democracy, do a lot of damage to the United States. So Facebook here is taking a stand against QAnon. Won't be an easy one to carry out, but it's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.